what a failure, you don't take a break or you'll go on to this thing.
I think the next will be quick and then we take one after that.
I can read the resolution if you want.
Discussion and possible action on Trinity Groundwater by David Collingwood, regional business development, and do simple basis.
Members of the board, over the last few years, you've sat through presentations where we've talked about developing the next water supply to bring into Central Texas. You can go to the next slide. And the title of this slide is significant because it's also the title of this project as it is in the state water plan, which has significance also. And what we've done over the years is evaluate the ability to tap into the Carrizo-Wilcox, bring some of that to proficient groundwater into Central Texas. But you've also heard us talk about the complexities and the issues associated with that. And working with R.W. Hardin, which is our contractor, our consultant out of the Austin area, we used those folks back a few years ago to look at the Trinity Aquifer, and we actually did a study that gave us enough confidence in the availability of that water to proceed on and evaluate the ability to use that water. And really, the project in front of you and the resolution is just so that the BRA can determine the feasibility of using Trinity groundwater in Central Texas. The purpose of this slide is to show you Lake Granger, because when we're talking about an injunctive use project, we would ultimately bring whatever water we developed to this square here, which is the water plant. BRA owns the East Williamson County Regional Water Treatment Facility. You can also see there the new deep water intake on the lake that we're building. Next slide. Reference yourself a little bit there. There's the Trinity Aquifer in green. The Carrizo is over here to the east. And then you can see Lake Granger down here in the middle of the slide. So the ultimate goal would be if the study shows that the Trinity water is available and the quality is such that we can blend it with Lake Granger water, that ultimately one day the BRA would drill a series of production wells with a goal to develop about 8,000 to 10,000 acre feet of water that could be blended with Granger water and sent into Williamson and Bell counties to make available. Last board meeting I came to you and we talked a little bit about the process. We went out for bids to get a driller. Those bids were open late last week. Typically I'd show you a slide of all the different bid amounts, but it wasn't until late Friday that we had all of the comparisons of all the bids. We had three contractors bid: Hydro Resources, Lane Christensen Company, and Wassinger, I guess is how it's pronounced. Lane Christensen came in with a low bid at $930,000. Wessinger's bid was $951,000, and then Hydro Resources was $1.5 million to drill a test well.
To do what exactly?
To drill a test well down to about 3,300 feet and to provide water quantity and water quality data back to R.W. Hardin so they can do the analysis to determine if the water quantity and quality is available in that region so that we could develop a series of production wells. It does not get you a production well.
So this is just a test
this
well?
This is just a test
no
well.
No casing, no.
That's right. That's right.
Woo! That's a lot of money.
Where is it going to be located?
It would be located actually on the BRA property. Up to 3,300 feet is what we've projected.
If they drill a 3,300-foot hole, why wouldn't they be able to make it a production well?
Because of the unsurety of the water quality and quantity.
Well, I mean, if there is the quality and quantity, could that well become a production well? My question. Could it become a production well?
The intent now is that they would do four temporary wells within the well they drilled and then abandon as they work their way up. You could conceivably at a later date go back and re-ring the well. Their suggestion, however, is that we step over about 100 feet away from the test well and make a production well there if we decide to do it.
So you're telling me that you can't make a production well out of the test well?
They could if they put in a lean grout and we intentionally want to go back in and re-drill later. They have to, but they have to actually cement up the lower portion as they come up doing their tests. Uh-huh. They have to blind it off with a lean grout. We could go back in and take it out here.
Now, they drilled the test, the well that was a test well that is now the producing well south of Rockdale, had they not, with that Wayne Christian lady. The one that Blue Water is operating now?
Not sure.
I'm certain they've done many, but I don't know if they did.
Well, they were the pioneer in that county, weren't they, Gene? Do you recall, Gene? It's Lane Christensen that drilled the well that's there off of 908 south of Rockdale. So I'm wondering, when they used their own money, did they do the same thing?
Let's be clear, though. This isn't Lane's proposal for doing this. This is R.W. Hardin's proposal for what this test well looks like. And it is not a simple hole in the ground. This is a multi-layered test well that hits several different layers of this aquifer formation on the way up.
You're going to test each aquifer?
Yes, sir. Both for productivity and for quality.
Right.
Will they core and all that analyze?
The whole deal. It is meant to serve as the roadmap for whether we do this and to what extent we do this moving forward in that formation.
What zones or aquifers are there's wells there around there now? Mm-hmm. Okay. What zones and aquifers are those wells producing out of now? 3,000 feet, 2,700, 1,800?
Between 2,800 and 3,300 feet.
Okay. Yes.
And that's where the big water is.
Yes, and just
and
a little good water. A little history. The city of Taylor abandoned their wells because they reached a point about 8 years ago where they were either going to have to expand the water plant that they owned at the time or put in treatment for these groundwater wells. They didn't have the ability to blend the water. Also, just to the north, lies the city of Granger and the city of Bartlett, and they also tap into those wells as a drinking water supply.
Is the water in the existing wells around there now, is it a saline problem, is it a sulfur problem?
It's a TDS. One well that we know of has a sulfur problem, and they also have temperature issues.
Okay. It's hot, stinky water.
Hot, stinky, sulfur water.
Yeah. So if this works out, you're going to have how many wells at what cost for
production? You can go to the next slide. And this is all just in concept. The idea would be to the BRA's facilities in the circle up on Lake Granger. The plan would be over the next 20 years to develop 5 to 6 wells that we could tap into, reroute the water back up to the East Williamson County plant, blend it. In the well that we're looking at, if we went into a production well, you're looking at about $5 million a well.
That was the number that I saw the slide.
Now that's $5 million a well. Then we'd have to determine what the infrastructure costs to plumb the wells to get the water. So it wouldn't be a $30 million project. You're probably well north of that to develop 10,000 acre feet of water.
Is this all on land that we have?
No, sir, just the East Williamson County plan where we would develop well one and where we would drill the test well as a BRA property. Okay.
If it's feasible, then we begin to look at the property issue.
Buy a property. That's right.
It wouldn't be proper to try to get some type of option on that land in
before we
yeah. Well, we don't know if this is going to, if this quality of this water in this area is such, because we're going to have to blend a lot of Lake Granger water with this water to make it usable.
But still, we could at least find out what kind of an option we could get. It seems like it would be a good investment of time to make a run at what kind of an option we could get to fix our price, because that price is going to go through the roof.
The consultant, though, may look at us and say, "We need, instead of being along that line there, we need to move west. West has generally better water quality, but not as much supply. The farther east you go, the deeper the water gets, the more of it there is, but the worse the quality issues are." So that scene that we pick really has a lot to do with how productive and how well of this project produces for us.
Well, my only thought was, we get a good well, everybody can say, "Hey, that land's worth a whole lot more now than it was," and that's
right. Yeah. That's true pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, but that's not really right. I mean, because you still got whoever captures it. So, I mean, it's not like you have to.
There's presently no groundwater conservation district in this
area. That's right. So, I mean, like, if this person doesn't negotiate with you, you go 200 yards that way. I mean, it's still a buyer's market a little bit. I'm asking.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Do we have any water, mixing water, groundwater, surface water right now?
What's your question?
Do we blending water anywhere else?
No. This is our first deal into this.
That can be problematic.
Yes, it can be.
Very serious.
Yeah.
And
we're going to have to look at the science and figure out how it works, for sure.
It's not as simple as.
From a technology perspective, from a amount of flow perspective, from a how do you treat it, from a taste and odor issue, absolutely. There's a lot of work that has to be done before we go in and decide that this is a viable option to develop the next 10,000 acre feet of water.
Well, at some point in time, if it becomes prohibitive on the blending of the water, you go to an RO2 system where you might be able to do away with the blending and go that way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we can use the water. It's just what you want to spend to use the water.
Yeah. Depends on how much water and how much you got, yeah.
Let's say in 5 years we're through this project, what is our anticipated water availability? What would we hope to get from doing this type of activity?
8 to 10,000 acre feet within 5 to 10 years, depending on growth and need for the water.
This highlights, in my opinion, where we are in Texas about trying to come up with a way that you can't get a reservoir site approved.
Right.
You can't get ground well water approved.
Right.
And desal is too expensive. Although this week we had a desal company that's just starting up in Houston again, and they're looking for a new site and a new partner. So they were in talking to us. But we're exploring every avenue that's going to be, that we can come up with. And $62.50 is going to be a thing of the past. And whenever you come up and say it's going to cost $900 to $3,000 an acre foot to produce water, that's what's going to have to be paid if it's going to be produced. So it looks like this is new norms.
Yeah.
And
we
got to do something.
You can't get a reservoir built. It doesn't rain, so what do you want to do?
And they don't want to use the water.
That's the only alternative we have.
And they don't want us to use the water we already have.
Yeah, and this, happy, good times, the report we got this morning just makes us much happier.
From the financial perspective, two real quick notes. We did put $5 million in the 2013 budget to get down the road on this, but we're also working with the Water Development Board. The intake that we're building down near the dam is going to come in about $2 million under budget. So we're looking to use that money that we borrowed from the Water Development Board, which was low interest loans, out of the staff's office. They're approving it. It's just a matter of crossing the T's and dotting the I's and moving on down the road with that. So. Any other questions? The resolution that I'm going to show you has not the 900. This is not a catch, I promise. Not the 930. This is actually the cost plus 10%, which is by law what we can do for change orders. So instead of having to come back to you, should we need more money for a change order, we just go ahead and put the extra 10% in. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager to negotiate and enter into a contract with Lane Christensen Company for construction of the Trinity Groundwater Test Well for an amount not to exceed $1,023,330.
What happens to the 10% if you don't need it?
We don't spend it. In the contract...
Where'd it go in our budget?
It's just money that didn't get spent. And the contract that we signed with Lane will be for $930,000.
Okay.
It won't be for that.
Got it. You heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Richard, second?
Second.
Second. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Beshears?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Talis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
All right, we'll take a little break now.